Okay, for football fans heading to the Super Bowl this weekend, a word of advice. New Jersey can seem like another country, especially if you're coming from Denver or Seattle. But for some diehard Seahawks fans, it is another country. Tamara Strawn lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, and she's the vice president of a club called the Canadian Seahawkers. She and her husband Ryan, a teacher, are the kind of super fans who regularly cross an international border to see their favorite team play.
Yeah, my husband and I have season tickets. The president of our fan club, he's in Alberta, and he has season tickets. We even have a friend from the UK. There's a UK chapter as well, and he was just down for both playoff games, and we just found out last night he's going to be going to the Super Bowl as well.
Wow. Yeah, and your husband is too, but that guy that lives in Alberta, does he fly from Alberta to the Seattle games?
Sometimes he flies into Seattle, and sometimes he flies into Vancouver and drives down with us.
Dang, that is dedication.
Yeah. It's like family. It's like going to a family reunion every Sunday.
But for you guys from Vancouver, Vancouver's close, but that's a 2.5-hour drive each way.
It is, yeah. We usually go down early, spend time with friends, and then drive back after the game. It's sort of our ritual.
Now, your husband is going to the big game, right?
He is, and I tell you, we've just been in a whirlwind the last couple of days. We couldn't afford to go. You know, the cost is astronomical for tickets as well as everything else. New York is not a cheap place to go. His students found out that he couldn't go because we couldn't afford it. And a couple of his ex-students got together with some current ones, and they started raising money for him so that he could go to the Super Bowl.
Wow, that is sweet. So they raised enough money for the plane ticket and the...
They raised enough for us to be able to send him so we could actually afford to get him there.
Wow, that is so great.
Yeah. It was about $1,500.
How did he get a ticket? Because I know they're in high demand.
The Seahawks organization found out about the kids doing this for him and offered a face value ticket.
Fantastic. So, I mean...
It was just amazing. We cried all day on Sunday.
I can imagine. So, as a Seahawker, what kind of events do you hold when you're not at the stadium in Seattle?
What we do is every Sunday, we have a viewing party at a pub downtown Vancouver. And it's nice because they've got a huge projector screen. All the TVs are on our game. The volume's on, which is a big deal in Vancouver. We try to do a little prize draw every game. Sometimes it's a jersey, sometimes it's a helmet, sometimes it's a T-shirt. We kind of mix it up a little bit.
And then you've got this thing called Blue Friday. Can you explain what that is?
Blue Friday is through the Seattle Seahawks. It's basically celebrating the Seahawks on Friday. So what they do, they just say, wear your Seahawks pride loud and clear on Friday. Wear blue. And what happened before the NFC Championship game on Blue Friday and what's happening this Friday is several communities all over Canada are going to be raising the 12th man flag at some city hall. We'll be doing, like, fan rallies.
So is your Russell Wilson jersey washed and ready for Sunday?
It is. I'll actually be wearing my Russell Wilson jersey. I do have one on Friday for Blue Friday. Okay. And then on Sunday, I am wearing my trusty Steve Largent jersey.
Well, Tamara, save your voice. I hope your Canadian cheering section helps out the Seahawks.
Yeah. Thank you very much.